Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Happy Friday to you, TGIF. We have made it another week. We have survived through many dangers, toils, and snares. We have already come. 'Tis grace that brought us safe, the spar and grace will lead us home. I tell you every week that we make it surviving Trump's presidency, it is a week to praise the good Lord above. I am so glad to be with you tonight. Thank you so much for listening. I am Travis Rosenberg. We are sponsored by TravisRosenberg.com, a great website for resources concerning Trump, PTSD, and books of humor that will make you laugh while you cry. Again, TravisRosenberg.com. Thank you to all the listeners. Feel free to share it. If you're on Twitter, if you're on Facebook, just share the link, blogtalkradio.com/TrumpPTSD. We would love to have people call in tonight. Tonight's going to be somewhat of a laid-back show. We're going to be talking about just what we plan on doing for the weekend. It's so important, as we've discussed previously this week, to make sure that we're doing things that we enjoy, make sure we're doing things that kind of alleviate the stress of not only the daily grind of work, but also the daily grind of having Trump as president. So feel free to share that. Also, if you want to call in, the number tonight is 515-602-9733. Again, 515-602-9733. We're going to get started with some Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine.
Thank you.
We are back. We are back. This is Dr. Travis Rosenberg. You're listening to Surviving Daily. Surviving Daily, dealing with Trump PTSD. So glad to have you on the call tonight. This is our week, end of the week show, which we kind of keep it lighthearted. Again, just so thankful that we have made it through another week with all the Trump actions that have happened. I tell you, just being able to make it to a Friday, I think TGIF has taken on a whole new meaning. I think I even heard an atheist yesterday saying, or today saying, thank God it is Friday. Thank God it is Friday that we've made it thus far. Well, briefly, we need to kind of just talk about some of the things that have happened the last few days concerning Donald Trump. We won't spend too much time on it because it is the weekend and we're looking forward to a lot of good stuff, whether it's going out with friends, whether it's going to go see a movie, whether it's doing something fun. That's what we want to focus on today. But just some updates so that you know kind of what's going on. We don't want you to be caught off guard with some of these Trump actions that can, exacerbate the Trump PTSD. Well, the good news that we heard about yesterday was that the Ninth Circuit Court decided to reject the travel ban restrictions that Trump had sought to institute, which is a good step, meaning that people who are wanting to come into the country after being vetted properly, they can come in again. There's no more Muslim ban as of this time. Now, Donald Trump did say that he's going to go to the district court, not the Supreme Court. If he did go to the Supreme Court, that would take a little while longer. So he's going to go to the district court, and most likely he is going to attempt to reword and kind of rewrite the bill so that it doesn't have some of the restrictions. But the good news is that the lawyers arguing against Trump are going to bring up the fact that before the victory, he said that it was a Muslim ban, which is unconstitutional. So the hope is that this will be upheld and that Trump will lose this battle again. Another update is that it has been seemingly confirmed that General Flynn, before the actual victory of Donald Trump, spoke with the Russian ambassador and told him that once Donald Trump came into power, that they would revisit the sanctions against Russia. This is a serious issue because it is the Logan Act, which states that no civilian is supposed to negotiate law in the behalf of the United States. And so many people are saying that this might be the cause of him having to resign or be dismissed. And I say that's good news. The more firings we can see from Trump's administration, the more dismissals, the more mistakes they make, the less likely they're going to have a negative impact. So we want to see those things. We want to see those mistakes because we believe that'll lessen his power. And then finally, many of you have heard about the the battle with Elizabeth Warren and Mitch McConnell when the Democrats were arguing against the nomination of Jeff Sessions. Elizabeth Warren decided to read a letter from Coretta Scott King that went into detail about her experience with Jeff Sessions and how he sought to fight against the Voting Rights Act during her husband's day. When she attempted to read that letter, Mitch McConnell, the minority leader of the Republican Party, decided to reprimand her, saying that she could not speak or impugn the reputation of a senator, but simply she was reading a letter which had already been submitted into their document, their recordings. And so he made the mistake of saying the infamous words, "she persisted," which was quickly taken on by social media advocates and saying, not only did she persist, we're going to persist in protesting you, Donald Trump, and everything that you seek to do contrary to the Constitution. So those are some updates, some of the things that have gone on. I tell you, watching the news is like watching a blender. It's just a whirlwind of just stuff that is happening. And we just hope that the power of Trump will just be lessened and diminished more and more as he makes these asinine mistakes, and more people will begin to have buyer's remorse. And one of the hopes that I have is that those who supported Donald Trump, mostly Republicans and even some Democrats in the rural belt who decided, they wanted someone who they believe would stand up for their concerns, which we know that's not going to happen. My hope is that they'll begin to have buyer's remorse. Yes, buyer's remorse. It is already documented that President Trump has one of the lowest approval ratings of any incoming president. He hasn't even been there for a month. So we hope that just goes down and down and down, and we hope that in that degradation that he experiences, that he'll begin to make a mistake, which will cost him his job. I have to say, I'd rather have Mike Pence than Donald Trump. I think that would be a safer bet for America. But enough of that. We want to take your calls. The number is 515-602-9733. Again, 515-602-9733. We're talking about plans for the weekend. What are you going to do this weekend? What are you looking forward to this weekend? Are you going out to eat? Are you going to a movie? Are you going to a show? We want to hear what you have to do. And I want to give an incentive. The first caller who calls in and shares their plan for the weekend, we want to give you the new book that is out on Amazon today. We want to give it to you free. It's called Lock the Doors. Lock the Doors. Joe Clark's plan to keep Betsy DeVos out of the public school system. For those of you who aren't familiar, or maybe you've forgotten, Joe Clark is the subject of the film Lean on Me. Remember that movie? Lean on me, when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. That's him, Joe Clark. There's a book out, Joe Clark, who in the movie there's a famous line, put the chains on the doors to keep the drug dealers out, to keep the gang members out. Well, the book is Keeping Betsy DeVos Out. And if you saw today, there was a protest against Betsy DeVos as she attempted to go into public school, and they wouldn't let her go in. And she turned around and looked like she had seen a grizzly bear. It really was an interesting sight to see. So what are your plans for the weekend? Again, the number is 515-602-9733. 515-602-9733. The first caller will get a free copy of the book, Put the Chains on the Door. While we're waiting on a call, we'll listen to one more song. As soon as we get that call, we'll jump back in to hear from you. Again, 515-602-9733. What are your plans for the weekend? This is Surviving Daily with Dr. Travis Rosenberg, sponsored by TravisRosenberg.com.
A Campbell's junkie, every man also. I love that my shop is part of the morning ritual around here. People relax. Thank you.
That was Guns N' Roses, Don't You Cry Tonight. Don't You Cry Tonight. And there's no reason to cry. We made it another week. We all of us should be happy and glad. So again, the number, 515-602-9733, 562-9733. What are your plans for the weekend? For the weekend, what are you going to do to relieve your Trump PTSD or your Trump stress? It's so important to make sure that we're getting out, we're having fun, we're spending time with friends and family and loved ones, to just enjoy life, because you know something? We don't know how much longer we got. But just to let you know, there's some interesting movies out. If you are a movie fan, this might be a very good weekend for movies. One of the movies that is out, and actually I think it looks pretty interesting, is the movie Logan. And that is the last of the Wolverine series. And it's the last Wolverine that Hugh Jackman is going to be in. And this one is very interesting because it's rated R. You don't see too many kind of comic book movies that's rated R. And it seems as if in this movie, Logan has somewhat of a daughter figure type. So that one actually looks interesting. If you're into action, into drama, that one might be a good one. I'm not a fan of the 50 Shades movies, but that one is out, 50 Shades Darker. I don't really know much about that, but I had an idea for a book one time called 50 Shades of Orange about Donald Trump. It was going to be kind of from a dermatologist perspective about kind of giving, the different shades of orange and what that meant for your skin. Didn't decide to come out with that, but 50 Shades Darker is out. Another action movie, John Wick, Chapter 2, that's starring the great thespian Keanu Reeves. That's the sequel to John Wick 1, which actually was a surprise hit. Many guys like that movie. I'm not sure if females would, want to stay in line for all that action. And if you're looking for something more family-friendly, the Lego Batman movie. The Lego Batman movie is out this weekend. A Dog's Purpose. A Dog's Purpose. You can't go wrong with the dogs. Well, I guess you can. I was going to say you can't go wrong with movies with dogs, but there's been a couple of them. Air Bud was probably one. So this will be a good weekend to go out with a family member, go out with a friend, go out with a husband, go out with a wife, get a babysitter, and go enjoy a movie. And if you're a husband, listen, I know sometimes you're tired after the week. It's real easy once you get into that dark room to, the dark theater just to go to sleep. But, spend that time with your wife. Drink a Red Bull beforehand or have a cup of coffee or something so that you can stay up. Enjoy that time with your wife. Enjoy that time with your spouse because you need it. You need it. So got the weekend coming up. Got some movies. Depending on where you're at, there's lots of different activities. If you're in the South, there are some music festivals going on. Just look in your local area. What type of music do you like? Who you got in your headphones these days? Always good to go out and listen to some good live music, whether it's rock, whether it's indie, whether it's pop. Find some music and just kind of escape in the sounds. That's always a great thing to do. What about a weekend getaway, a weekend trip? I was thinking and hoping maybe I might go have a friend in Ohio. Haven't seen him in a while. I haven't visited up north in that area. I was thinking about going up to Ohio and then making my way to Chicago, just kind of visit and see the area. I have a few days off. So I kind of thought about that. So maybe some nice travel could be something for you. Another idea, if you're more of a homebody, if you're more, kind of quiet or just kind of like to stay at home more, how about a good book? How about a good book? And speaking of books, I think I know a great place to get great books, masterpieces, works of literature that will stay with you for generation to generation, TravisRosenberg.com. We have, oh my goodness, there's so many books on that thing. I think, it's a little mini library, TravisRosenberg.com. If you like humor, if you like political satire, that is the place for you. How about spending some time with your kids? Going out to the park, going to a game. Football season is over, but there are some college basketball games. If you're in the major city, there's some NBA games. So go out with friends. There's things that you can do just to enjoy the time. But it's important, kind of just as a reminder, during the weekend, get out of the house if you are able. Get out of the house. Spend time with people. If you don't know many people, go volunteer. Go to a meet and greet. Kind of get out of that, you know, isolated bubble, which is so easy for us to do under Trump presidency. We're kind of, you know, we become so isolated. We're just watching the news. We're just, you know, kind of, you know, twiddling our thumbs. We just want to rest and sleep. And obviously we need to rest, and that's a good thing. But I want to encourage you to get out the house, to spend time with people, because it's just going to rejuvenate you, and it's going to help your perspective just be reshaped by, you know, what life is about, which is relationships, and not focus so much on the spaghetti monster, which is in the White House. Yes, the spaghetti monster, which is in the White House. So again, lots of things to do, whether it's movies. How about going out to eat? How about going out to eat? What's your favorite dish? You know, no matter where you're at, there's always a great restaurant somewhere. And if there's not close to you, you know, just look at Travel Advisor and find some place that's kind of near you. And, you know, go out with a friend. But and some people, you know, they say they don't like to go out alone. If you're single or if you're a widow, you know, some people say, well, I feel weird, you know, going out to eat alone. There's nothing wrong with going out to eat alone. Because guess what? When you go out, you might meet somebody there, you know. So feel free. Go out to eat. Have a nice meal. Have a nice drink if you do drink. If you that's not an issue for you. You know, enjoy the weekend, again, because we don't know how many of these we have left. We don't know. And so we want to make sure that we enjoy our life. We want to make sure that we don't focus too much. And I want to say this, too, because I know that there are a lot of people who are probably listening who are involved in, you know, protest and resisting and, you know, they're fighting and kind of doing the social justice thing. That's a great thing. That's a good thing. But guess what? Even Martin Luther King took a break sometimes, you know, even he took a break. So, you know, make sure you take time for your own self, your own well-being, you know, even if it's just today. I know that you want to, you know, you're like those kid soldiers in Red Dawn. You know, once the Russians came, you know, they were gung-ho. They were ready for war. But, you know, you still need to kind of take a break for yourself, for your mental well-being, for your own care. So feel free to do that. So again, lots of things you can do for the weekend. Don't just stay at home. Don't just watch the news. Don't just stay on your laptop. Get out with friends. Get out with family. Enjoy the weather, unless you're in the Northeast. You're in the Northeast. Sorry. You know, that's the burden and the pleasure of living in that area. But, yeah, I just want to encourage everybody to make sure they make the most out of this weekend. This is Travis Rosenberg here. The call-in number is 515-602-9733. Again, 515-602-9733. Feel free to visit TravisRosenberg.com. Again, TravisRosenberg.com. A great resource for books, and all the ebooks on that site are 99 cents. You can't find a better deal than that. I don't think... you couldn't steal a better deal than that. So, again, TravisRosenberg.com, lots of great books, lots of political satire, also some serious works there as well. So that's a great resource as well. We're going to listen to one more song, and then hopefully we'll get some callers. Again, the number is 515-602-9733.
Thank you.
All right, that was Guns N' Roses, the classic hit song Paradise City. Paradise City, where were you at when that song came out? I think it was 91. Let me double check that. Let me test my Guns N' Roses knowledge. Want to say 91. You have an answer, feel free to. 87? Dang. I wanted to say 89, but I was like, man, I have a good memory. I was only 7 years old when that came out. Anyway, again, thank you all so much for taking the time to listen. We do this Monday through Friday. We're going to be talking about some serious topics. Next week, I think Monday, we're going to talk about how humor can actually be one of the greatest medicines for us as we deal with Trump PTSD. It's going to be a very funny show. We hope to have some special guests and some call-ins that'll, you know, make us laugh and just talk about how laughing is just such a balm. It's such a medicine. So that'll be Monday's show. Tuesday is Valentine's Day, so we'll be taking that day off. Happy Valentine's Day to all you couples. I hope you have a wonderfully sweet and romantic Valentine's Day. Remember to say I love you to the one who loves you as well. So we won't be having our show Tuesday, but you always can go to TravisRosenberg.com and get the on-demand show from the day before if you're interested in that. So again, no show on Tuesday. And then Wednesday through Friday, we'll be doing the midweek show. The midweek drama Thursday, we'll be having a special guest. And then Friday, we will be doing the all-guest call-in. Basically, that show is just, we just want to hear from you. How are you doing? How's your week going? How are you feeling? What's going on with you? How are you resisting? How are you protesting? What do you feel the future is going to bring? We just want to have Friday's show to be completely just all-guest. And so hope you can make it to that. Again, this is Travis Rosenberg. Thank you so much for taking the time to call. Remember to visit TravisRosenberg.com. Great resource for Trump PTSD, how to manage it, and also a great resource for humor to make you laugh while you're crying. Anyone who visits and requests, anyone who goes to TravisRosenberg.com, you'll see a little pop-up, and you just click on that, and it actually it'll link you to where you can receive a free copy of the book, Trump PTSD. I share my story with dealing with Trump PTSD and also put some humor in there as well to make you laugh a little bit. But that's a free resource as well. That's at TravisRosenberg.com. Remember that this weekend is one where you're going to get out the house, get out the apartment, spend time with those family members, and spend time with those friends. And remember that relationships are the most important thing that we have in life. When we die, we're not going to ask, the doctor, let me see my Mercedes one last time. Let me see my, my jewelry one last time. We're going to ask or want to see that family member, that husband, that wife, that mother, that child. We're going to want to be surrounded by people who we have relationships with. Relationships are the key to life. So this weekend, I want you to get away from all the Trump PTSD, all the Trump BS, all the drama. Turn off the TV, turn off the news. Spend time with those loved ones, those people who you have relationships with. And even if you don't feel like you may not have relationships, go out and look. There's someone who has a need, whether it's at a homeless shelter or volunteering at a hospital or helping with the church. There's someone who could use you, someone who could use your help. Someone who needs a relationship. And so you are a vessel to be able to help others deal with this PTSD that is brought on by the spaghetti monster. So again, thank you so much for calling. Please share this with your friends and family. We'll be back Monday, 8 p.m. In the meantime, again, visit TravisRosenberg.com. Get that Trump PTSD free book. And let's laugh together while we wait for the impeachment and the resignation of that man. All right. Have a good night. Take care. Bye-bye.